Open the Shulchan Aruch if you don't mind the Siman Tzadi Vav. Today I bought the Sefer called Dover Charif. Told you the whole Sefer, look how thick it is. All on one topic. We can't cover everything in the Sefer, but there are many beautiful things in here. And I'll try to quote it even today. Rabbi Olsay, at the end of the Shia yesterday, we were discussing the question of the Machloikas between the Mogan Avram and the Evan HaOzer. Let's take a look over here. In Siman Tzadi Vav, Sif Gimel. Pick it up from the beginning. The Evan Ozer makes the following comment. Rabbi, we started meeting yesterday, we sort of ran out of time. Let's go slow. Kosev Amogan Avram. Everybody with me? You all have it. Kosev Amogan Avram. The Evan Ozer is a famous Godel. We don't have that much from him, but whenever he says something, we take him extraordinarily seriously. He argues about the Rabbi Nechel Shabbos here and there. Everyone's Evan Ozer. He's like, even though he doesn't say that much, but he says something, Nechel's Brochus, we have him. And about Paskistan, as a matter of what we spoke about earlier, he has what to say over there too. Whenever he says something, it's wow. Kavanoki, he doesn't say that much, but when he has said something, it's taken very seriously and very awful. Pask like him, even against Mogan Avram, who was considered the champion. But when he wants it, this is the case in point, as a matter of fact. Kosev Mogan Avram. V'chayim simetof nunal skot namanav. Tibedovel chorif ain mol nat barnat. Oh, that we know. That we wanted the Mogan Avram for that. That's our Gemara within the Shulchan Aruch. But keep going. U'mai taima. Shaloki din olsin. Mashalif omim chotchin zangvil. What do you say, ginger? Pesakin shel basar. Vidochin also the meducha. So you use a fleshig knife to cut davar charif, and then you took that davar charif and you grind it in a, we'll call it a parva grinder. Vinimsa meducha balua mibasa. A formerly parva grinder. Now it becomes a fleshig grinder. Why is the Malan Reish a fleshig grinder? Because davar charif doesn't only take out, but davar charif also pushes in. That's going to be one of the major points of contention. They take something parva and they grind it in that same grinder. And v'ochel b'cholov, gvalt, gvalt. He thinks it's a prohibition. You have to make sure that the original ginger or whatever the davar charif was from the beginning, using a new knife or a parva knife. Atkal neshal. Mavur midvar, since they haven't knows it. The besak and yoshin makunach yofe also lachtoch bo adachta chodesh bina the ain verb nearly. I think that the Mogan Avram is incorrect. Why? Tomekar din zedu davar charif lo shari be not barnat umavur besefer atruma heviyah beis Yosef tzadi vav tohotzi din zemi divrei Rashi bitzno and shechotchu besak and shalbosar the also laochlo bekutach hiksha Rashi not barnat. Materials, Kevin Davi Chorif, Bola Tve, Midog and Maros. Which terrace is that in Rashi? Which one is it? Huh? It's the second terrace, correct? Isn't the second terrace in Rashi? Everyone with me? Forgot already? Rashi two terrutzim. The first terrace was that it was greasy, and the second terrace was, even if it's completely clean, Dova Chorif overcomes, not Barnat, Pirish Bor. Ho Diyamu, not Barnat, Rotsaloma. The Tamarisha Nichlas Ksas Mimeno La Kli. What does that mean? Meat goes into a Ka'ara. Right? Dogam Shalom Bekara. So the meat goes into the Ka'ara. Vechose Vyotzik Ksas Mitam Shabakli La Macho. So Dogim get a second taste, right? Goes from the meat, it's Chaza. Goes from the meat to the dish, and from the dish to the fish. There's a rhyme. Meat to dish and dish to fish. Okay? In that kind of case. Okay, Nikla Shatam is night. It's already gone through two haklushos, as it called, again, weaker and weaker. Two times, not by not the tera. And that's mutter. You can put it to kutach. Avo, tova chorif. Ho, bolea koma shebetoch hakli. What does that mean? Tova chorif, bolea, it swallows up. Komash betocha kli. Therefore, what? If I have it snow and shechotcho besakin, So it's true that the sakin absorbed through a bland food. That's true. So number one, stage down from the bland meat to the knife. So far, we're doing well. That's a legitimate not number one for a not for a not. But the second one won't work. Why won't the second one work? To go back to the Eben HaOza together. Bolea koma shebetocha kli. The second item, Rabbi Osai, that, for example, we call it the tznon. Shechotchu besakin, the tznon, the radish, doesn't just get a little bit from the knife, as some other item would get. No, it takes everything. Nimsad al kaponim afedav acharif leka not bar not. Why? Da'atam sheni yotzakulo davar acharif. V'rak chad no sin tamika. Rabosai, no sin tam in this context means it goes down a step. Right? It goes from meat to dish, from dish to fish, went down two levels and it's still mutter. That's heter not bar not. Here it goes from meat to knife and knife to radish. Oh, also rhymes. Right. Snow. Okay, at least some kind of snow. So we say then, the second step was a misstep. Didn't go down, it went across. Everything went out. That's Pshat Al Gemara, quote the second there. This is beautiful Chazar. Fine. Okay. Again, Rakhanos and Tamiko. In the first place, that's true. Ulefizes is the Helig Evan Ozer, Benito Didan, Yeshka not Barnat. What's the case again over here? What happened over here? Menabosar Lisakin, Tamecha, Chenichasazak. The original meat went a little bit of it into the knife, so one knot, you're down. Fine. Umenasak, and watch this now. Yotzo Koma Shayabisocho, Elazangvil. Okay? So step two is a misstep. Step two is not a step down, it's a step across. It went from the knife, all of it, into the choref. Call it ginger, call it radish, call it onion. Fine. But still, you haven't lost what came before. It was still a step down from the original meat. Now, v'chozar v'yotza me'azangvil, it went from the ginger, or we'll call it the onion, el ha'meducha, into the grinder. This now went down a step, Rabosai. It went down a step from the Dove Chorif into a plain old utensil. Tam Sheni, Ude Hetera. And now it's still considered to be in the category of Heter. So you have, usually you make not by not in two easy steps. Here you made it in three steps. The middle step didn't count. It's a lateral move. Didn't make it better, didn't make it worse, says the Eben Ozer. Devarei lo yotza kol atam me'azangul ala machteshes. Aha! He's already anticipating what the Mogad Avraham would say. The Mogad Avraham says, Dove Choref not only pulls everything out of the knife, Rabosai, but puts it back into the blender, to the grinder. According to the Mogad Avraham, Dove Choref works in both directions. It pulls things out and pushes things in. He says, that's ridiculous. We never heard such a thing. The Dafka lehepech arminon, the Dove Choref motzi kolatam and akli. That's the Mefurash Gemara. Snon shechotcho b'sakin, right? So you can't use a bekutach. Why not? Because the knife, everything of the knife was pulled out, but it's known. It pulled out. Aval mikol makom eno mavliya b'kli rak tzastam. How do you know? Before Shigamar, the Hastama Amru Chul and Kufir Alf, Dogim Shen is Bashu Bikde Rishal Basa, Mutalach and Bakuta, Hastam de Gemara, the Avsha Basa and his Bashu Tchila, in Dvarim Harifim Merubim. What happened? Is this the right word? Saute? Not the right word? You saute in onions, correct? Emes? Okay. So let's say you saute the meat in a whole bed of onions. I'm sure it's some kind of culinary delight. You will not get it at my house tomorrow. Saute in onions with meat. And let's say there's even more onions than meat. We go back to the old saying, what's with her? You put some meat, why not? Oh, I'll give this one thin piece of delicious steak. in a bed of onions. So there's more onions than there's meat. Right, it all gets absorbed. No. So then I'm going to say, this pot may have been used, Rabbi Osai, to subsequently cook the fish. So wait a minute. What do you mean? Dogim sha'olu b'kara mutl loch b'kuta. Maybe the kara or the kdera was used with onions. We never heard of shachurma to go keep track of all your implements in your house to know whether they're used for onions or not. Never heard of anything. We never heard anything different. Well, you see a kula b'furish gemara after Devin Oza. Davar Charev pulls out more, doesn't push in more. Mizamuchach the davar Charev eno mavliya kol atam rak tzas mimenu. Lefizeh hu adin bezangvil shenechtach besakin shel basar v'dochu also b'meducha. Havinat parnat, and he repeats himself. Tam echad el asakin. The first goes from the meat into the knife. A lateral move from the knife into the ginger, or call it onion or radish. Vitam hasheni min hazangvil el maducha. That third step is for our purposes the second step. Vitam sheni beheter lachach av shechazru v'docha b'maducha zu b'samim mutarim liyochla mechala. He thinks the Magen Avraham is incorrect. Yes.
The way he was saying it, that a davar charev is belay all of the time that was in the knife, would that be considered like a hagalah, that now the knife would be pirate?
Some of the posts can talk about that. But it'd be a hagalah of sorts.
So,
we don't accept that. No, not everything comes out. Belay al chumra, suffic. Not everything. I did see that question in print. Where I saw it in print right now, I don't remember. But I saw the question, you know, maybe in the Bar Yashul. I went through the Bar Shulchan maybe twice. I'll bleed that out, so I'll go over it again. If I find it, I'll tell you. A sharp question. Okay? Guys, wake up. Okay. Vahashta Osi Shapir, says the Evan Ozer. Hold the Kosav Ashach, Reishim and Kufchav Beis of Cotton Beis. But then Dovachorv Shabishlu Bikadeva Shabasar Bas Yoma. What happened? A sharp food, you cooked it in a Bas Yoma Fleshik pot. Okay, so now it pulled out all the Fleshik from the pot. Davacharf. Davacharf, we assume, works not only when it comes to Ducha the Sakina, but also works with respect to Bishul. Right? Maybe Bishul is even more powerful. We'll try to get to that again. Fine. Ve'achameis li'es, she'bishlu bo'basar, bishlu bo'cholof. Whoa, 24 hours lapse. And now, what are you doing? You're cooking milk. Avshu ben yomo mishasha bishlu bo davacharif hacharif. It's within 24 hours of the time you cook the davacharif is mutter. It's okay. Shach says so. L'chara kosher. Hari davar hacharif shenis bashabo oseyu kemamish. Why don't we say that the davacharif makes into a mamish? Shemash kotzavti nicho. Davi nat bar nat. How's that? Min abaso de kdeiro. Ula davar acharif is tamechot, as we said before by the Zangvil. Umen adavar acharif, mashachazel the kdeira, havi tam sheni, nat bar nat the hetero. That's all. That's it. Adkan. Zed davar boru. On both sides, we read through the whole Evan Ola just about. We argued with the Magen Avraham. Everyone with me so far? And as I said, most posts I'm going to say that the Evan Ola is correct. Correct. It's true. When the Bar Yashulchan agrees, Rabbi Osai, he agrees to a kula that it's in fact permissible. I read it to you. Those who have it, maybe a couple of guys have the Bar Yashulchan. Okay, it's in Siv Katan Nun Vav, in Simin Tzadi Vav. It's quite a way in. In Siv Gimel, Siv Katan Nun Vav. Uve Mikresh, it's the last line on page Shin Lamed Zayin. Nechtach Eidah Machal Chorif. V'sakin shel basar. What happened? You took an onion, cut it with a fleshika knife, and brackets. V'divla b'kach tama basar. L'toch ochel machel, also machel. As we said in Zivalf, this is tama page shin lamed ches. V'shuv dochu also davar charev meducha. That's our case here. He's going on Siv Gimel. Is that what the Rebbe Oz found? You took that onion and you put it into a grinder. This is the Evan HaOzer. And who else agrees with him? Chavaz Das. Oh, he has allies. Rabbi Kiveya. Ho, ho. Great minds think alike. Ganging up on the Magen Avraham, who's usually, you know, we usually follow him. But it's a 3-on-1 at this point. And not stop three. Not stop three. Evan HaOzer, Chavaz Das, and Kiveya. That's a good team. And what do they say? Shetama Boser Anichas of Tocha Meducha have a not barnate a Tera. Tamrishin Besakin, Tamsheni be Meducha. I, the Bechorv, is not barnat. Yes! That's only Tama Nimshach of Tocha Dover Hachorif. Ade Harifuso Moshe Chelov. Ikor Atam. It pulls everything out. Avo, the Tama Nifla, Mimenu, Litoch Cleo Machalacher. That's the fundamental point of the Evan HaOzer we just read inside. Who's that? Magen Avraham. And Prima Gadim agrees with him. We'll get back to this, what we spoke about a little bit yesterday. We'll bleed that. Prima Gadim's on the Magen Avraham side. Now, of course, the Prima Gadim wrote a parish of Magen Avraham called Eshel Avraham. So, all right. But still, he disagreed with him enough times. He agrees with him. And it's a 3-on-2. Not 3-on-1, because he had the Prima Gadim on his side. Yeah. And what do they say? Kevan shetama bosa muravim tama machol acharif. Osa charifus. Eina menichol tama bosa lios niklash v'chol moshnum m'shon espashe. V'nisha b'chozek shel tarishin. Whoa, what is this? What's he saying over here? What svar did he just say? Repeat it again. I'll repeat it in English now. He says, since the taste of meat is mixed in with the taste of onions, we'll call it in our language, that charifus does not allow the meat to become weakened wherever it goes. It remains a tamrishin. What does that mean? I think fundamentally it means, it's what we just saw before, the way everyone else understood him, that he thinks that a dove of charif gets pushed in to another kli just as it pulls out of another kli. I'm just saying it's fancier words. Liandina nira, they said tzorach ish lahakel b'zeh. Why? And he throws this in a few times. Kevin de b'lav achi ikar hadin shlohuta napanat b'dav v'charef machlokas ishnuya. Some say the whole doesn't exist. The pre-chadash, based on atos, it's no more chamer than bishul. Fine, it's all a clean knife. Ad kan rabosai, here in the Barei HaShulchan, O Sifkotan Nun Vav. And he refers you back to what he wrote in Sifkotan Hay, which we discussed at the end of the shiur yesterday. Turn back, Rabosai, those who have it, from page Shin Lamed Ches, all the way back, to page Shin Yud Zayin, the opening page of Simen Tzadi Vav. Okay, Chazar again, in Os Sifkotan Hay, at the very bottom of that page, he says the famous din that Dov Acharav overcomes Nat Barnat. That's the Shulchan Aruch. What happened in the following case? Im Nifla Tama Bosar Meatznon V'Nivla V'Eza Machal Acher. Now what happens? He gives an example. He took this onion with another food, and that whole food got mixed up with Milchiks. What's it then? Prima Gadim is Machmir. Why? Came in the time of Bosom, Urim Tam Tznon, Charivus at Tznon, Eina Manichol Yos Niklash Bechol Mokash, and his father finished as Chodosh of Tam Rishon. Okay. And Ochaloch doesn't have a second reason. He has Herbi Kivegas Megil. It's called Nat Barnat. And this is the last line of this page, last line of page in Yuzayim. Lo Mahani Davachor Valinian Hatam Animshal Lesoho. Into the onion. Shede Harifuso Moshe Elavika Ratam. Yeah. Avalinian Hautama Niflat me menu? The Toch Machal or a Kli? No? It's like any other food. Ladina again. Yesh Lahakal Bazer. Same for the same reason. The Pri Chodesh holds the whole dinner doesn't even count. There's no such dinner against the Machaber. So he repeats himself in Hay and in Involve, and he cross references you in both places what he wrote in Hay. What he wrote in Ninvav. The problem is, Rabbi Osai, and this is pointed out by the Megillah Sefer, we haven't had it for a while, is that in Sifkot and Yud Beis, the same author seems to be Machmir. And if you look at Tziyun and Lamed Zayin, it's the page Shimchot Beis, he quotes that Magen Avraham. But he said that the Magen Avraham we don't follow. Unless you want to say that's the Eis HaTzorech, he's not the Eis HaTzorech, he always has a caveat. Maybe. But again, if you look at Sifkot and Yud Beis, what happened over here? This is the following case. You had a... Open your Shulchan Aruch. We're going to read together the Shulchan Aruch. Tzadi Vav Aleph. It's known, O Silka, Shechotchem Besaken Shabbos Ben Yomo, O Sheina Mekunach, Osir Lo'ochlem Bechol. We all learned it. I slice an onion with a fleshig knife Ben Yomo. You can't use an onion with Melech. It's very nice. Can't do it till the smoke. Says the Bali Ashulchan Yud Beis. V'yemchotach shuv tznon zeh. He took that onion. B'saket shel cholov. Oh man. The same onion was cut twice. We call it death by 1,000 cuts. Death by 2 cuts. And a cut from fleshing a knife and a cut from a melechik a knife. What happens now? He passed into Yud Beis. Nireh sheyesh lahachmir. Not only that the onion is treif. But Gamal Asakin, even the knife, Latzricho Hagola, Meshabola Gamhu, Mitam Abosar, Shebetznon, the Hashem, Shedocha Kasakan, the Harifus Atznon, Mahani Lahavlia, Measakan Latznon, Hochanami, Mahani Lavlia, Matznon Lasakan. Who says so? Magen Avraham, Rabbi, you yourself said, we paskin like the Ibn Ozer. Here's the answer. In it's found over here. Where is that? The answer is two words. V'ayin bebiurim. That's the answer. He has a richas about it, and I think it's going to be mekel in a case where you can't cash it for whatever reason. That's found over here in Tziyunim, page Chof Aleph, the top line of page Shinyu Tes. V'nira sheish lahachmir gamkein lahagil hasakin. We should be magal the sakas in a slightly different case. He says like this, as he said in Yud Beis, the mikre shakli eno bar hagola yesh listapik medina. Look at the biur. Maybe it can be magal in a case in which you are unable to do a hagola. So he's sort of in between. It's a safer bari hashulchan on this very important nakud. I want to show you inside who else agrees with the Eben Ozer. Please turn to the Chavas Das. Sivkoton Vov. And the Chavas Das Sivkoton Vov seems to give two reasons to be Mekel over here. Please turn. Sadi, what did I say? Sadi Vov, Sivkoton Vov, and Chavas Das. He writes as follows. Ayin be'evan ha'ozer. Yeah. Shetom ala Magen Avraham Baruch Chaim Tafnun Aleph Laman Aleph, who said Leso Mashachokin Besakin Shel Bosor Zang Bavadochin Bemeducha Vachakach Dochin Bemeducha Zub Psalm Lochin Becholov from the Dov Becholov Lashan Abanan. No, but Toma who alzeh? What was his reason? Mitam the Dov Becholov Ein Lo Maler Bakshamotzi Kol Atam Avol Ein Lo Mavliya Kol Atam Ratzoso. Correct. So therefore, the Psalm is not Barnat. Even though it's a typo over here. It's a typo. What should it say? It should be Hazangvil. Not Absalom. Keneda Hazangvil Otsiu Kolatam Havi Kitam Rishon Nikomako Min Absalom Lemeducha or Min Hazangvil Lemeducha Havi Tam Sheni Ayin Sham. Says that, look at this compliment. You want to call it front-handed, back-handed. Vinei Beguf Adin Yofikosef. He's right. But then he throws in you don't even need it. I have a better reason to be Mekel. What's my better reason? Why? Doesn't get out anything. According to the Magen Avraham, the Eben Ozer gets out something. It's just not complete. It's nothing. Why? Famous rule, we know it. The Ein Tama Balua Yotzi Balor Otev, our famous principle. Efshar, the Mari Bibalua Shamein, the Yotze Bilarote. Ah, maybe the Bakan Avraham meant it's Shamein, goes out with Arote. But then it's saying on the bottom, even though Chavas Das himself disagrees with that, but it's explained the Bakan Avraham, that is a possibility. Fine. The question, of course, becomes whether Shamein is Yotze or not Yotze. Because that's the issue which is brought up by the Mefarshim. Both on the bottom, if you have on the bottom, he contradicts himself. Because in Simon Sadi Zion, Sif Kotten Hay, he said, Ain Tama Balua Bechaticha Yotze the Kli, Afa Balua Shamein. And he says that in Kumi Kuf Hay, Sif Kotten Chav Dalet, or Biurim Tezvav, that Af Bisa Shamein, and a Yotze the Kli. He said, the Mim Pshat must be, and the Mogan Avram all that way. After the Shona Lamash, again, didn't Chavis Das didn't quite say that. So the Biurim has what to say. Those, again, a few of you who have the Holy Body HaShulchan, take a look at what saying the Biurim. It's Divra Maskel La'ochlam. Where would it be La'ochlam? Page Shin Chav Beis. That were the L'Ochlam. Okay, Rabosai, I'm just reading you a few highlights and not everything. A little bit over here. You know, there are two issues in this long paragraph. One issue, Rabosai, is whether we have a right to equate heat to our situation. Heat to a cold situation, with Ducha de Sakina. Okay? I'm going to read you again one line only. One second. He talks here about this issue, the first wide line, about Ein Belu Ayotze Meochel Belo Rotev. Right, and even if b'makom ducha v'churfa ain't below biyotze b'larotiv, who says so? The Chavas Das, we just came from there, and they bring proofs that it's true. We're not going into all the proofs right now, and we're going to be making the way halacha lemaisa. What if it's shamein? We paskin the what? That it's yotze b'larotiv. Chavas Das vav talks about it. But maybe it's about the eighth wide line. Chumras tamashamein hurak sheish chom, hot and fatty. Aval below chom, afashamein ainu mefapea. As you see this, with respect to the sheer hispashtus atam, the nivla rak ad kedei netila. Rabosei, afilu bedava shamein. Rabosei over here in our sugya. He paskin did he in Sifkoton Yud Aleph, even if it's a Dover Shamein, we don't say it's Mispashet Bekulo. According to the Shulchan Aruch, right? Doesn't apply. Who said so? Presumably the Prima Gadim said so right over here. So maybe we should say it only applies to what is heat and not in our situation. That's one Ha'ara. A ha'ara fakert, that's a ha'ara lekula. Ha'ara lechumra is quite interesting, Rabosai. For those who have it in front of you, it's towards the end of the paragraph called li'ochla. Here's a p'sa ha'ara. It says the line starts with the word old. It's between, it's about most of the way down, Peshin Chavei. Ask your old. Mashiesh lahoyer b'divri aposki v'hayinyona. The pilpling balua should be known. Yotzi men of the sack and cholov. Yeah, forget the balua. For the chori ikal gam shamnun is bien shel basar al pnei atzno. Let's not forget. He cut this radish, this onion, with a fleshiger knife. Why are the poskim ignoring that? What's going on over here? We say yotzi men of tam basar. Yeah. The chorak hashem shenivla bimenu l'tochat snon Nishagam can be also pleita al pnei atzmon. I'll prove it to you. Rabbosai, read the Shulchan Aruch. Keep reading. We stopped in the middle of a sentence. What do we say? We said also makol of atchi yitla mivokom haktak denetilas mivokom shugovi etzva o shiatamenu v'loye botam basar she'oz muta. What's the next word? Rabbos, what's the next word? Bahadacha. What are you doing hadacha for? The answer is you're doing hadacha because the mivokom achatach. There's some little possibility of some grease gathering. So why are the poskim not cognizant of that in their present discussions? That's a very serious question. Because it ain't beluah yotzibularotev. But this little bit that has to come out to Adacha, that's not beluah. That's on the surface. He has no terrors to discussion. Adkan, let's put away for the moment the Baalya Shulchan and turn to the Taz, Rebosai, and Simon Sadi Hey, Sivkoton. Hey. Sadi hey, Sivkoton hey. The Ramah said, if you recall, that we have leniencies with respect to not barnat. We have a machmel achatchila by tzli and bishul, but the yevet it's okay. The dafka lechol im hacholov abosaratzol, the opposite type. Avalitnan bekli shalahen muta lechatchila. If you cooked food, back to bland food. You cooked the bland food, rabosai, in a fleishik pot, you may put it on a milchika dish, no problem. Why? Taz hey, the bezeh anu somchim ala matirin gam bebishul tzliyan aparnat. Look, dogam shalom bekar mutter. So we say we're machmir lechatchila when it comes to tzli and bishul. All right, but when it comes to just putting it on the milchika dish, come on. So many chumash are throwing at us. They were making. So says the Taz Rebosai in Sivkoton. Hey, that's what he says. Fine, that's what he says. The Mishpatzos of Prima Godim Hey Haloshen Dochuk. This sounds like it's a Psatzir Fashitas. You know, no. Harosh Chulin Perakhesim and Lamed Meha Ostrin Benitzlu. We know that he's the main Ostrin Benitzlu. Afilu Hachi Mata Karas Besiv Gimel. It's not the kind of tzirif hashitas. It's me'ikar adin a distinction. Me'ikar adin. And he explains why in Simon Choftes, after Rivon, the Osun is Bashlu, as was Nitzlu, etc., etc. Dafka im akutach, habakli shalahen shari, umashma mea rosh shari afla chatchila. What's the lumdus, Rebosai? Dogim sha'olu bekara is muta bekutach. Ha Nitzlu is not mutter what? What's the next word? Be what? Be? Kutach, but on a milchik a kli, mandachashme. So it's meikar adin, says the Prima Godin. The Taz seems to say is psatzirif hashitas. No, it's an ikar adin. My nafkamina rabosai. The nafkamina will be, and here I'm going to ask you Ben to put on my megillah and sefer, so you'll be able to see it inside of the text. Nafkamina will be not in this case, where it's a typical case. Of Nitzel and his Bashlu, when we pass him b'di'evet, it's mutter. What if instead of that, it's a dove of charif? When we pass him b'di'evet, it's aser. Now it is true, that's a question, why that's the pre-chodesh screams and yells, why that's true? Since our Tosfos Kuf Yud Aleph and Beis seem to say that Bishul and Tzli is pull out more taste than dove of charif. That's their opinion. But Halacha L'maisa, the Mechaber, who's megal by tzli and bishul and asers by davachar v'dukha de sakina, for whatever reason, he was against the pre-chodesh. Okay? So we paskin b'diyeve by davachar if it's asur. So therefore, our both sides are going to come out according to the opinion of the Taz. You can't say that svara. The bezeh on the somcha ala matirim gam b'bishul tzli na'banad. You're not going to say the bezeh on the somcha on the pre-chodesh. It's a das yochid. It's not a sveik of the dina. Right? Yes?
I don't understand what the case of the Dover Harif is never going to apply this, putting on the other kelim.
Right. We just started speaking about. You cut you cut a onion with a fleshka knife, can you put it on a milk plate? That's what we're talking about.
There's no gufa with the sakino when you put it on the plate.
True.
So why would there be any transference of time from the onion to the plate or from the plate to the onion?
True. That's also true.
So it's totally
true. Oh, true. To be honest, you are correct. But we'll see soon where we hold it. You're on?
Yes.
What page? 80? 100? Really? I forgot already. 100. Let's see where we're holding. Oh, further than that. It's when Sadi Vav, Rabosa. Sadi Vav, towards the end. So keep. You know, go back. Okay, I'll take it. You're close enough. Very close. Thank you. Try one more. Okay. Watch. The Rama says, "Everybody, ever looking inside? After the chatchila, yesh lachma b'nitzlon is bashar. Shalom ochlam b'kutach. Yikama kamut lina b'kem chalavim." We just saw it. Mishpat zozov mevar dimi Rama. Shapasik adas harosh. The Afa Ostrim lo Ostrim ala b'kutach, v'lo b'tam kutach. Fine. Hissig ala taz, shekosu b'biya divi haramo, to make the mishum to b'zeh anu somchin ala matirin ka b'bishul etzliya. And the Gemara quotes that. Okay, fine. The Marashal himself, ases nitzlu, mater b'kli cholev k'das harosh. You know how to put it down there, nothing wrong. Fiyah prima godim nireh, the gam b'dvorim charifim. Watch this. Shenechtechu b'sakin b'sari. Watch. Yemuto le'ochlam b'kelim chalovir. Why? To be gemara nisker. Isu lechol atznon be'kutach. Velo be'tam kutach. It's an intrinsic, fundamental distinction. Masha enkin lefiataz v'agro. Sherak b'bishul tzliya. Yesh lahatir b'kli cholem. Why? Should the Bezei should smoke ala matirim? Shebe di evet kaimel on the hokel when the kampus nitzel with his bashlu. Mash enke bedova chorev sholsu in bakuta chabe di evet. Ein lismoch ala matirim begam mikli cholev yei osur. That's what he says. And he's bothered by the Bali HaShulchan. The Bali HaShulchan says, Tzno no botol shechotach b'sakan b'sorei b'shevchotach b'sakan chalovi had tzno no osur. That's true according to the Taz. That we just saw. Avi, that's a prima godem shamesh lahatir. Why? We just said it's only osur be kutach, not with something which has tam kutach. So the onion has just a tam, and the prima godem's pshat is better. It's based upon the rush. Aye, he says that the knife requires hechsher. That is true, even according to us, that the onion is mutter. How can the onion be mutter and the knife require hechsher? That sakin bolas tam boser meha botzel. Vachakach mishtamish besakin lechol of mamish. But that's dependent upon the machlok. It's mokon haroman evan ozer. We passed in the kula. So what does he want? This is a question I wanted to show you inside in this beautiful sefer to give you a review of what we just said. Okay, Rabosai? Think about it a little bit more. What's bothering you?
If you, how can you use an onion that's milk? Onion is
us,
you can't eat the onion.
Hold on. Let's go back over here. Gam drum chavim shenechtechu b'msakim b'sari yimuta le'ochlan b'kelim chalovi. Why? That's what he said. To be gemara niskar isu lechol atznon b'kutach v'lo b'tam kutach. So therefore, what am I doing over here? I'm taking the tznon, which I slice with a fleshika knife. I cannot put butter on it, but I can use a kli, which is milchik. That's a dish. So now, what's wrong? If the onion is not going to get the taste from the dish, if you use a knife, it's a different story. That's over here. You put on a dish, it'll be okay. I think that makes sense. Okay? I just wanted to show this inside to see. Fine. Once we're here in the Sefer, Megillah Sefer, I want to show you one more thing before I move to my new book, my new Bible, which is the Sefer Davar Charif. That's this, for this particular sinner. I want to show you one more very nice piece over here. You may recall that we spoke about the three opinions as to far, as how far we, the it goes. Does it go a kadeh kalipa? Does it go a kadeh metila? Or does it go bakula? I mentioned the Mechaber left out, Rabbi Osai, the shita of klipa. Yesh gimel shita spirishon. Let's just review it. Malshir is pashtus shalatam bedavar charif. The rush, klipa. Rivet, netila. Rash makula. We pass like the rivet. Ramol chatchila to be machul like the rashba. Fine. The rush never made the cut. I mentioned this to you. His father, the Torah, wrote the book. And his son quoted his father, the rush. How come the Shulchan Aruch left it out? I don't know why. V'yeshlodin ha'im sarach locho shadas ha'rosh v'mokma shiyotze chumra l'fi shitasa. It's going to be a chumra. Go. Says in the Gemara of a poskim, the mo'ila ha'tima l'hatir. The Ramon does not, we don't rely on that, but the Sfarim do. Then you rely on someone to taste it. Doesn't taste flesh, it's okay. Yeah. Ha'im sarach litom davka betocha kadei klipa shulmoga machtach. You get it? If you worry about the Rashba, you have to stop to taste the innermost klipa. But if you're not worried about it. He goes back and forth to discuss whether in fact we are choshesh v'chumrah for the opinion of the Rashba. He goes there, he says, Tosa Prima Gaudim in Vov. He goes to Prima Gaudim in Tess. What happened over here? Watch this. The Rashba says, if you taste it, and it doesn't taste like anything, Mutta Ba'adacha. Comes to Bekiva and says, wait a minute. If you cut two different places, maybe it's only one place, not the other. Right? It's a Tzarechian. Ma'amok ha'mesh la'adacha, acha shetam kol orech, Moko machtach. You have to say, Shalom Tom, Moko machtach atzo. Obviously, didn't taste it there. If he tasted it there, what's the rinse off? He tasted nothing there. And the Tom Bechelek Apnimi Shalachaticha. You see, that works. It's a rabbi. We're not worried about the Shita Sarajma. I just wanted to show it to you just a little bit. We're not going to the Ian and other very beautiful things here, but time does not allow. Narabosai, I want to give you some of the highlights that I saw today in this beautiful Sefer Davar Charif. I'm only going to quote today from the Psicha and the first Perek. Now I want to tell you what the Sefer, I tell you how big it is. This is all about one topic, just Davar Charif, that's the whole thing. It starts with a Psicha. The Psicha begins on page, after all the Hakdamas, on page 23 and goes to page 48. It's a 26 page Psicha. Let's count that up. Then he starts on page Gimel, Perek Aleph, all the way till Perek. Listen to this now. Till Perek. Tesvav, 15 prokim, spanning from page Gimel to Resh Ayin Vav, 274 pages. After the 26 page introduction, we're up to what? 300 pages before you start. Or 300 pages. And then he has what he calls simanim. The things more barichas. That starts on page hey, and ends, Rabbi Osai, on page, whoa, 138. No, this is Hashmatus, let's say. Whatever, some of these are letters. 130 something. There's not 130 pages. That's what that's. What did I say? 430 pages, I said? Plus a 50-page index. How are we going to learn all this? We have X number of days, Rabbi Osai. We have to try to finish by a week from tomorrow, start Chazara the following Sunday. Blinera. The answer is we will not do all the things in the 430 pages. But some of the highlights. Man wrote so hard on the Sefer, we deserve that people should look at it. So I looked at it, and I saw the Psicha. In the Psicha, Rabbi Osai, he talks about an opinion which we didn't have a chance to really discuss. It's the opinion of the Ra'ah. The Ra'ah and Berek HaBayis discusses the issue of Chiltis. Chiltis. The Gemara about Azor Lamates, Chiltis is Mechayel Elishvach. Frek the Ra'ah. If you're going to tell me that the what's in the knife is pogum, remember the Ra'ah Shita by pogum, not on the Kam? It's offer bialma. It's offer rabosai. It's dirt. Can I make dirt into an iser again by mixing it with some fancy, what is it, chiltis, what's that Latin word? Ba 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 ba. I'm going to make offer into an awesome thing of food. Not going to work. That's the cash of the Ra'ah. On this basis, the Ra'ah says we must be referring to a case where the knife is not clean. No, if the knife is not clean, it should be a problem even without chiltis. It's Ben. Answers the Ra'ah, yes. We're referring to a case where the residue on the knife would convey an inferior taste into the other food. No santam lefgam, Rabosei, look at the Gemaras, is not limited to a case where it's ain't ben yomo or the like, or it's intrinsically inedible or the like. It could be something which is intrinsically edible, but the combination of it with something else is a net negative for that something else. Doesn't make it better, it makes it worse. Says the Ra'ah, yeah, it makes it worse on its own. Throw chiltis into the mix, it makes it better. That's the Chacham B'Mayaskinim. That's the Ra'ah, the Ritva quotes about Azor Lamates. And he spent in his psicha, Rabbi Osai, his psicha has quite a few anafim, and anaf dalin, it's all about that sheet. It's very nice. And at the end of the day, he says, we don't paskin that way. Why we don't paskin that way? I, the Shulchan Aruch, has a yesh omrim in Simon Kuv Gimel. So let's take a look for a second. Simon Kuv Gimel, Sivov. It's for importance, for the next point. Simon Kuv Gimel, Sivov. Please turn. Mechaber. Kuv Gimel, Sivov. What does it say here? Yesh misha omer. Dim samu pilpulin b'kdeira shal iser. She'ena bas yoma. Hakol osur. Tuchur fe mashvil el shvach. Oh, maybe it's only a yeshama because maybe we're chushes for the shita sarah. That the ra'ah says that if it's clean, it can never resuscitate it because it's pogum, it's like dirt. No, he says, the yesh mishaoma is coming to go against a different opinion of the maram. The maram said only chiltis is mashal shvach. Nothing else has nothing to do with the opinion of the ra'ah. Ra'ah is rejecting halacha lemaisa. Atkani writes in his psicha. In Anaf doubt. He then goes in Anaf Hey to discuss the question of the Taz here in our Simon, Simon Sarivov, Sivkoton Yud. Please turn. Sidik Sarivov, Sivkoton Yud. It's going on Siv Gimel. Tavlin Shenidochu B'Meducha Shel Bosar Ben Yomo Osadochle Mecholov. Ramah, I feel it Ben Yomo. But Mechaber is Mekel straight. If it's not a ben yomo, comes the Taz Yud Tamuahu the Besimin Kuv Gimel Sivav Pasuk Hashulchan Aruch Gufei Afilu Eino Ben Yomo. Sure, he called it a yesh omer, but he quoted it. Here he quotes nothing. There's a steer between Tzadi Vav Gimel and Kuv Gimel Vav. Rabosai, everyone understand the question before we go to the answer. Everyone understand the question? The question should be very, very clear. So Taz gives no answer. The Shach gives no answer. They leave it hanging. But the Prima Godim gives an answer. Let's take a look, Rabosai. Prima Godim on this Taz Yud, Shel Bosar, Ayin Taz, Yesh Loma, he gives an answer. Betarti de Tivusa, Nat Barnat, Ve'eno Ben Yomo, Hekil. That's over here. Tavon Sheni Ducha, Ben Meducha, Shel Bosar, only Ben Yomo. That's our Shavano. Consimen Sarivov, Nat Barnat, Hetera, says the Prima Godim. However, Masha Enkein b'shkli iser, Simon Kuv Gimel, not Hichos Basa B'cholov, Hichos Taruv, it's talking about Kli iser. There, we're Machmer. U'mishem Hachi goes on, the Prima is another Kasha. The Sif Aleph Kan, Sosam Deo Aleph. What does that mean? Take a look back in Simon Sadivov, Sif Aleph. He says, Ben Yomo. And he says, V'yesh Omrim to Adilin Ben Yomo. But he fundamentally, the rules in the Mechaber, our Sephardi friends can help us, the Avadah's rules. He calls it Deah Stam. And the V'yesh Omrim, usually the Iker is the first one, correct? Right. Stam V'yesh Omrim, Alach Stam. Right? Why? Why? Ay, Rabosai. What about a V'yesh Omrim without a Stam? Huh? No, what's the rules? Yesh Omer no star. There is no star. Just a Yesh Omer. Then what? He really thinks it, right? That's what they're saying. No, that's not true. So the Chloe HaMechaber. Stam V'yesh Omer. Halacha K'stam. But a Yesh Omer in the middle of nowhere, Yesh Misha Omer with no star before it, he really takes it more seriously. That's in Kuf Gimel Sivav. Maran says, Yesh Misha Omer, because Kle Yisim. Saka Shalissim. In Tzadi Vav Gimel, is Stam Matur. He's matrit, period. And in Kuv, in Tzadivav Aleph, his first opinion is Mutar Stam. And the Yesha, remember that it's also because it's talking about Basa Becholov, where his din, he thinks really it should be Mutar. Now, there's still a question why in Aleph he quotes two opinions, even though the first one is the most. And in Gimel, doesn't even quote two opinions. This, the Prima Gadim cannot answer. Okay? But he doesn't answer it. Now, what did the Prima Gadim mean? Did the Prima Gadda mean, I'm asking you a shout, you have it all in front of you, we just read it. Did the Prima Gadda mean some kind of a Sfek Sfeka? Or did the Prima Gadda mean a more intrinsic distinction? Let's chazer again. Read together the words. Yesh Lomar, B'tarta L'tivusa, it's only one and a half a line. Not Barnat V'eino Banyomo Hegil, Masha Engen B'klei Yisra. Did he mean to say a Sfek Sfeka? Or did he mean to say, no, that is an intrinsic distinction? If it's both not bar not and ain't a ben yomo together, then the mechaber is make. Well, how do you understand the prima gadim? Svek svek or something intrinsic? Okay, think about it some more. So here in this beautiful sefer called Dov HaCharef, he says the poshup shot in the prima gadim is not a svek svek. Rather, look, Rabosai, Dov HaCharef is a pretty strong entity in the halachic world. It can do a lot of things. But it's not such a big multitasker. Is that the right word today? It's not a multitasker. What can Dov HaCharef do? Dov HaCharef can make an Eina Ben Yomo into Ben Yomo. What can it also do? It can beat up on not bar not, but it can't do both together. It's even a strong guy gets one out after one. So Dov HaCharef is very strong, but do both in one shot? Both in one shot? To overcome not bar not, and Eina Ben Yomo can't do it. That's how he understands the words, and I think in the words it does make sense. Tied to the Tivusa, not bar not, Eina Ben Yomo Hekel, not a Svek Svek. That's how the Prima Gadim is understood. Does everyone assume that way? No. Rabbi Akiva Eger, right here. You all have Rabbi Akiva Eger right in front of you. Rabbi Akiva Eger is going on this task to Muhu. For Kosvu Achronim. The Das HaMechaber LaHokil B'tziruv Das HaPoskim D'Nat Barnat Mutter B'Chorif V'Ducha. That's a pre-Chodesh. That's a big Chiddush. A Svek Svek. A Svek Svek. Abel HaKamon Simen Kuv Gimel D'Mar B'Yisr M'Shemach Yosr Dal Svarzo L'Chud Lo Mechal L'Shvach HaKhiltas Lo Samchina. So he learned Pshat is it's a Svek Svek, a different sheet. So we have two different reasons to distinguish the Prima Mechaber. One is it's an intrinsic distinction of the Baal Mechaber Dov HaCharef. If you look at the crazy place, it sounds that way clearly. It's not a Svek Svek, it's just they can't do both things at once. And there will be Kiri Egel who quotes Achronim as saying Svek Svek. Maybe you understood what the Prima Gadim that way too? I don't know. Then he gets his own Teretz. That's where the problem starts. Look inside of Kiri Egel over here on this Taz Yud, see his own Teretz. Look what he says. Lani Estaiti Yeshloma. The Hocha Samchina Bitsiruf Aposkim, the Rak Bitsnon, Duchko Vichorif Maflit, Avalobish Advarim Charif. Who's that? What's his name? Who said that? Remember from yesterday? Who said that? Who said that Snon is Dafka, nothing else? Not the Marami Rutenberg, but Chiltus Dafka. That's not. Who? Rabbeinu? Yechiel, correct. Rabbeinu Yechiel, quoted the Hakko Smak, quoted the Beis Yosef. But conspicuously absent from the Shulchan Aruch. Keep that in mind. Only place we could see it is we saw it in the Gra, if you recall. The Gra here in Sivkaton Yud, he said, Abel Smak, Kosim Hashem Rabbeinu Yechiel, the Ein Lecha Elam Hashem Rechachamim, Chen Kotsu Kam Aposkim, only stone and nothing else. Didn't even make the cut of the Mechaba. But Rabbi Kivega, despite that fact, is throwing it in into a Svek Sveka. Wow. Mishum Hachi B'sif Aleph Rabosai. He's what's the matter of Rabbi Kivega's Teretz? It answers the steer between Aleph and Gimel. The Prima Gadim said, well, Aleph and Gimel are more or less the same. In Gimel he says it's Mutter, and Aleph he says Stam V'chakach Osir, so we pass the next Stam. Yeah, come on, what kind of Teretz is that? He should have mentioned the same Stam and Yeshomim here in Gimel. So the Bekevega, no. Sif Aleph is referring to Tznon. Come, said Tznon, the Mechaber quotes a day of the Chumra. Siv Gimel is referring to Tavlinim, other spices, as harp as they are. Doesn't matter to the level of Tznon. That's a very interesting answer. It's Chazar again. He says, Hocha Samchina B'tzir V'Apostol Rak with Tznon. Duch v'charav maflin, aval lo b'shadvam charifim. Shemachi b'sif aleph lo b'chriya debitzona. So he left it hanging. V'achav b'tav v'chriya lahakel b'tziruf delo polat ubala klal. What does that mean? It's a prechadash, I believe. Ulekamon kuf gimel nu kuf gimel rabosai. Why is he asking Kuv Gimel Rabosai? Is a big problem. Kuv Gimel Sivav. What did it say there? See it one more time, just to refresh your memories. Kuv Gimel Vav. What did it say? Look inside. What did the Mechaber say? Yesh Misha Omer. Shim Samu Pilpilin. Not stone. Hot peppers. But it's not the level of stone. So we say, in Abbas Yoma, Kol Asur, the Kuv Mahal Veshav. It goes against my rules, what Bekiv Vega says. I only mach when it comes to Tznon, not by Talon, so why Pilpul is different? Says the Holy Rabbi Kiveger, the Mari Bibishul, the Vadai Bola, Mishum Hachi Yasser. There's referring to a case of Kedera that is cooked is more chomer than cut and cold with a sharp knife. Ad Khan Rabbi Kiveger. He has his own terrace to discussion. His own terrace to discussion. Fascinating. Now, the problem, of course, becomes, is this really true? Is this a sheet that we rely upon, this pre-chodesh? So before seeing that, I want to show you that the Taz, Kasha, is asked by the Shach verbatim. The Taz has no answer, and the Shach has no answer. Shach is Sivkot and Yutes. Please look inside. Shach, Tzadivov, Sivkot and Yutes. Please look inside. Chutz Sefer Truma. Tavlin shenidocha b'meducha shabosar ein latirin b'cholov mishum nat barnat. The tavlin chazak v'charif, having modach kmo beisor, gam pilpulin v'charifin, having kmo tznon shechotcha b'sakan shabasal, lo shari b'achas nat banat, osu mishum tam mamash adiv l'sham, adka, mashma da filuk shena ben yomo oser, tam adam le tznon, v'yod, tam mamash adiv l'sham, kosha le mechaber, lo mekosu b'stam ben yomo, holi yesh orman shebisif aleph, hafilu ena ben yomo oser, the mechaber has a kuf gimel sevav, Akhan Lashano. He has no answer. Says the Mechaber is wrong. Dasha Yeshomim, the Rabba Go. He passed in any way like the Ramon and Sif Aleph. Huadin Hachan, Tzadihei, Beis, Kufchav Beis Gimel, the Ramon's Machmer, all the way. Afila Ben Yomo, Osaka Betablim, Kedas Kolachronim, Chenogim. Very nice. Maran Bet Yosef cannot be left hanging out to dry. You want to be Machmer Halacha, especially for Ashkenazim? That's great. Maran. They ask the Upshat to answer the steer. Shach leaves him hanging out to dry. Doesn't even try. Taz also left him hanging out to dry. We can't allow this to happen. We already saw two terutz. We saw a terutz of the Prima Gadim. Three terutz. Prima Gadim, it can't do both. The problem for Prima Gadim is that Aleph and Gimel are not exactly the same. Or it's a Svek Svek or Bekivega's version of that terutz. Again, Aleph and Gimel are not the same. Or Bekivega's fancy terutz that he said by Pilpulin and Tavlin, he's a bit more makil because it's not snow. It's Mitzarev the Shitas Rabbeinu Yechiel. I is Machlei Pilpulin and Kuv Gimel. That's because it's cooked. That's his fancy answer. Fine. Look at the Tzvi Letzadik. A second time, very recent. This is amazing. Svi Letzak. It's on all your answers. It's two lines, the whole thing. He was mechaber on his own to both of these answers. Look inside. Afilu ena ben yomam osir. Yesh lomar. Disham havigam dochak sakin. He's going on the words of the Ramah of Sif Aleph. He Sif Aleph said, he quotes the Yeshamim, Afilu ben yomam osir. But the first was out of his pen. Yesh lomar. Disham havigam dochak sakin. Tzarech li iyun godol ma'od. If you can answer, you get a prize. I'll give it to you by the chagiga tomorrow. You get a prize. I'll give you a prize. What is the tefillah tzaddik talking about? He's contrasting the case of salvage of a knife with siv gimel. What's siv gimel? What is siv gimel? Medocha. What's a medocha, gentlemen? What is a medocha? Translate the word. What is it? You're saying medocha. I thought it's a grinder, but now Sam is saying it's not a grinder. It's a mortar and pestle. If that's what it means, that's different than a knife. I was going to ask him, a grinder is also a knife. It's a mortar and pestle. So what's halacha mamanashach? If a mortar and pestle is like a knife, then I don't see this teretz. And if it's not like a knife, then it's nothing. Then it's no duchka at all. So nothing's going on. Maybe he means an in-between category. We spoke about this before in Bismedrish. An in-between kind of duchka without sakina. In other words, there's most cases, it goes together. This duchka this sakina. If there's no sakina, there's no duchka. Maybe he means here's a case of duchka without sakina. Wow, that's going to be very deep. And we're supposed to figure this out from one half a word in Tzvila Tzadik. What does he say over here? What's the words again? His word is Shom Havigam Dochak Sakin. And here is a dochak only of a meducha. Okay, you're right. I was assuming meducha is a grinder, but I think you are right. Probably it's not a grinder. Well, you look it up in the dictionary. Google translates meducha? Wow, yeah. So Google gave you maps.
They say meducha is a mortar.
Good, that's not a grinder. Good.
But that's the mortar and pestle. That's like, yeah.
It's not a grinder.
Yeah, correct.
Grinder has a knife, it's full of knives. This is not a blender. This is not. Okay, we have to come back to this. Okay, so now I have a little bit of a terrace. So maybe you get the prize. Okay, see what it is. Oh, it's pizza or tuna. Two guys walked in late. You didn't vote yet. If you want pizza or tuna tomorrow. Okay, so on the way out, make sure you give an order, and half the guys aren't, well, half, the guys aren't here. You have to text them that we need an order. We have to know right now. You can also text they should have been here today. But that's beside the point. Okay. Uvesimen kuf gimel havishel iser. That's the prima god of his terence. Here's not banata hetera. Here's not banata isura. Tlo shayach bo not banat. Fine. Vekan maya beheter. Where we have more men make them. Then he holds any other Surah Bekivager. The old, the Besimin Kuv Gimel Meir Bebishel, as the Shachleh says, and here it's not. See, he threw all the Terutzim in one half and half a line, and I was bothered by my Bikasha, but maybe your terrace is a good terrace. We have to look into that tomorrow. Take that back. Tomorrow's a Chagiga. Sunday, we need to see what this possibly means, a Dukka without a Sakina, because it's an in between category. That's what emerges from this. Otherwise, it doesn't make any sense. Fine. This is Rabosai, what it says so far. Oh. It's interesting, Rabosai. It's interesting. Oh. I found in this beautiful Sefer, he has footnotes on the bottom too. In footnote 23. It's on page 41. Bottom. After Gabit Snown, Akatiga Svek Sveka. What's that? Sofek Shemek Hasovim, the Kolmasha Omrug, the Gemara, the Gabit Snown, Shnechta Pesaka Shabasa, also Becholov, Urak Besham Nunis, called it Pri Chodesh. What's one Sofek? Right? Pri Chodesh. And what else? Maybe the Marami Rutenberg. Only Chiltis. So why? So that's also Svek Svekim. Even by its known? No. Kev and the Ha'ikal Ha'alacha that it's known Mafet Mibliyas Hasakim. Not only from the not like the Pri Chodosh. Ain't a Svek Svekim. Can be a B'chazanish Shom. The Chazanish says this pshat. I have a kasher about saying. And the Shita. Listen to me. And the Shita of Rabbeinu Yechiel does count? What? Pre-Chadosh, no. Rabbeinu Yechiel, yes? If you ask me, Rabbeinu Yechiel is a more remote Shita. Pre-Chadosh made, I think, had bigger allies. That's my kasha. And if he throws in, then in other places we find that Poskim do Amitzav to Pre-Chadosh. So he says over here, yes, you only Mitzav to Pre-Chadosh, Rabbi Osai, for Psak Halacha, but not Pshat the Mechaber, because the Mechaber left that completely. Rabbeinu Shalom, Mechaber left that Rabbeinu Yechiel completely too. That's my kasha in footnote 23. It's a question of how you added those all up. But I just wanted to point it out to you that what I have this kasha against is, it's a very nice footnote, but I have this kasha against. And he quotes over here, Rabbi Osai, a raya, that the Maran and Mechaber holds that we apply to Shar Dvarim Harifim, such as onions and garlic, and not only chiltis. We say Bishvach. How do you know? Not only by Bishul, as the Bikivek suggested, but even by cutting. Mefurash Mechaber. Where's the Mefurash Mechaber? Rabbi Osai, you can look it up in the Green Book. Kuf Yud Dalit Sif Ches. I don't have it. My staff's a Kuf Yud Aleph. Hope it's green. Open up. Kuf Yud Dalit Sif Ches. He quotes there in the next footnote, footnote 24. You have something you bought from a guy, and the guy cut it. We're not afraid that there's a problem. Uvilvad shelo yechatuchos pisakin shalahem. Rebbeinu shalom. Stam kelim ene b'nei omen. What are you worried about? The answer is churfa mashu l'shvach. Even by shad varam charifim. Okay. That's what he says. Okay. It's okay. Says the footnote 24 is a kasha against Rabbi Kiva Egan, who limited to Tznon. But it's not a kasha against the Prima Godim. The Prima Godim is still correct. Prima Godim said the difference between Isser and Heter. That's Isser. Here's Heter. So the Prima Godim's Teretz, it seems, apparently, is the proper Teretz. The proper Teretz? What you have to say? The proper Teretz. All this is explained in the Mechaber. It's all for our friends who are Sfardim in this room. But most of us are Ashkenazim. We follow the Ramah, forget about it. Ramah asks everything in three places. The Ramah is in Sadi Hey. It's going to try to flip through the three Ramahs, one after the other, for a second. Sadi Hey Beis. He says over here, the Ramah, Kozeh in a Chorif, in the Vachorif, Dara, Afilu Eina Ben Yomo. Right? Either case, either you cooked it or you sliced it. Either way, we're machmed. That's Tzadi Hey Beis. In Tzadi Vav, our Sif, he says it twice again. In Sif Aleph, he says. Where is it? I thought it's here. I don't see it here in Aleph. One second. I guess it's not. I thought it's in Gimel. V'yesh omim afilu eina ben yomo. So two places, Tzadi Hey Beis and Tzadi Vav Gimel, there are Moz Machmir. So, is there any room for any leniency? Any? Yes. The Taz Simkot Ches. Taz Simkot Ches. Well, Rabbi Osai, he says, is the Marami Rutenberg, and yesh lehokel b'shar dvarim charifim b'mokom sheyesh k'tzas svar lehokel. If we can find another svar lehokel, we can still rely upon the Maram and someone to throw the pre-chodesh together with the Maram. Possibly. Oh. I was asked in Beis Medrash, and I only have 3 minutes, how does this impact the 6 hour stuff? 6 hour. Please turn, if you don't mind, to the Shach Simon Pei Tess if caught in your test. And then we got to go all the way back there. We'll finish this in 2 minutes. Pei Tess, your test. It's Pei Tess, Siv Gimel. Miyu Emein Basar Betavshok Nesbashel Bekadeva Shel Basar Mutu Lechol Achav Gvina. Can he be with Gemina, Mikra Din, not by not, as we saw in the Shach Yutes. Fine. Comes up with Kiva Eger on that Shach, Nafkamina, Afilu Bishlu B'chometz Chorif B'kara Shabasar. The Eino Mishim not by not, the B'chorif is no not by not, Afilu Hachi Mutu Lechol Gvina Achro B'furashim B'kiva Eger. So for all purposes, if you cut, you had a salad, you cut with a fleshig a knife, and you had the salad, you don't have to wait 6 hours after that onion. Mefurasher B'kiva Eger. Mefurasher B'kiva Eger. On the Shach, Simen Pei Tes, Sifkot Nyu Tes. You don't have to wait 6 hours. If you don't have to wait 6 hours, Rebbe Osai, what should also emerge, Rebbe Osai? If you had meat, you'd be allowed to have an onion which you cook with the milch tonight. You don't have to wait 6 hours there either. Why am I saying it seems? Because the Prima Gadim in Hilchos Shavuos. Hey, Shavuos, with all the milch and stuff. Hey, Shavuos. In Tav Tzadi Dalet, Eish Lavrom Sifkot Vav says, Dova Chorif, that you cut with a milch knife, you're not allowed to eat it within 6 hours from the time you ate meat. This would be asking the base medrash. I can't believe this chumrah. Sure enough, there's a man, this rabbi who wrote the sefer, had entree to Big Gedolei Olam. Lived in Yerushalayim. No, this is Bnei Brak, but he had access. His name was a Rabbi Dinkel. This was written Tavshin Nun Dalet. It's already an 18-year-old, 19-year-old sefer, but he went into Rabbi Yoshev. And he asked Rabbi Yoshev, is this Prima Godim real? Really? He quotes over here that Rabbi Yoshev told him, Shamati Me'agrish Yoshev Shlita, the time now is that Tzal. He says, Ein Choshim L'Deyazu the Prima Godim. No. We're not worried about it. So that's what I told you in Beis Medrash. So I'm glad that I was vindicated over here. Rabbosai, we'll stop a minute early because I want to know where everybody is holding for tomorrow's Chagigah. We have to figure this out right now. So whoever he signed his name can feel free to go. I have two chevra walked in late and didn't make their orders. Where are you? Where's my pen? I don't think this should be at all.